Let's keep talking about the GST and also the news this morning that the Liberal Party will place the Greens behind Labor on how to vote cards. Michelle Grattan joins us in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, we heard it there again, Michelle. The Coalition has changed its grammar on the GST. It's put in a full stop. There will be no GST full stop. What does that tell us?
I think it tells us that the Coalition was a bit worried about the Labor scare campaign. It wanted to make sure that it tried to cut this off. It's interesting that it was, because on the Labor side, I think there was a feeling that the scare campaign, in fact, wasn't biting. But anyway, the Coalition was taking no chances. Joe Hockey sounded a little awkward there, talking about the review, and Coalition spokespeople are a bit reluctant when they're pressed on saying, no, definitely this will be out for a second term. They don't want to repeat those words, even though the actual formulation they're using means that. So it is a situation where they've changed their line, but this has left them with certain contradictions in their policy of having the GST in the review and yet saying beforehand, well, we wouldn't even think about that.
It does suggest they thought that there was some bite in that scare campaign, or they're not prepared to risk any scare campaign. On the costings issue, we heard Joe Hockey again there promise that the Coalition would return the budget to surplus sooner than Labor, but they're not going to put a timeline on it during this election anyway. The opposition is under plenty of pressure from the government on when they're going to explain to the voters how they're going to pay for their promises. But to get a sense, it doesn't seem as though Joe Hockey's troubled by that pressure. Do you think the voters are troubled by this? How much of an issue is this for the Coalition, Michelle?
It's something of an issue, but I think that what we're seeing is that the Coalition is becoming increasingly confident in this campaign, and therefore it's not so worried about this issue. It can say, well, we're going to wait till we announce all or most policies before we put out the costings. It probably feels that the public is not as concerned by this issue as some others. These campaigns always get bogged down in very fine details of figures, which of course in the end are pretty irrelevant, because circumstances do change, different decisions are made in government, and if we look back historically at the campaigns, the costing numbers seem a bit of an academic argument in retrospect in many cases. But I think that basically, it comes down to the fact that the opposition is feeling fairly well placed at the moment in this campaign, and it thinks it can just tough this out for quite a while.
Okay. Michelle, talking about the Coalition's confidence, they've announced this morning the Liberal Party will put the Greens behind Labor on how to vote cards. Now, Greens leader Christine Milne joined us earlier this morning, and she suggested that preferencing Labor ahead of the Greens does show that Tony Abbott thinks this election is in the bag. Let's have a listen.
Well, I think that level of arrogance has been out there with Tony Abbott for quite a few days now. I think what it says is that Tony Abbott can't deal with anything other than majority government, because he just doesn't have the personal skills to do it. And secondly, he is a born-to-rule person. He thinks he should have all the power.
That's Christine Milne speaking to us earlier. This decision by the Liberal Party, Michelle, does certainly make it easier for Labor to take the seat of Melbourne off Adam Band. Of course, it's still a contest, but it's more likely. Does that reveal a sense of confidence in the Coalition that they can afford to let Labor pick up a seat? Perhaps.
The Liberals have been going in this direction for quite a while. Remember, in the Victorian election, there was some discussion about this, and the Liberals preferenced against the Greens, and that was seen as a quite important decision. In terms of Adam Bandt, well, Adam Bandt was always going to be on the Labor side after an election, so really it doesn't make a great deal of difference. It's not as though a number is in play here for the Liberal Party or a pro-Liberal number in any circumstances. And also, I think that Tony Abbott and the Liberals want to polarise this election, want to say we've got to have majority government, don't vote for anyone in between, Greens, Independents, whatever. Let's think about a hung parliament again. So all those factors come into play.
It's a choice between me and him. Michelle, just on another issue, Kevin Rudd, in the dying stages of Sunday night debate, made a pledge on same-sex marriage that he would introduce legislation for same-sex marriage within the first 100 days should he be elected Prime Minister again. Now there's a news poll out which suggests that swinging voters, the gay marriage is an issue that might convince, make swinging voters more likely to support a pro-gay marriage party or candidate. That number's risen, and the other number, the less likely, has decreased in the last 2 years. Is this a vote-changing issue in your view? Is that what Kevin Rudd was banking on, that it might attract more votes, particularly from younger Australians? Or do you think it's as much about trying to wedge Tony Abbott into looking old-fashioned?
I think it's both issues. It's obviously something that younger people would be feeling more strongly about, but still the polling generally has shown over some time now that people favour legalising gay marriage, that it's just an issue that they think the time has come to do that. But it is also very much about painting Tony Abbott as somewhat out of date in his attitudes.
Okay.
And that's significant, I think.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.